Welcome back to Dr. Drill's Making Motivation Podcast. Today is Saturday, the 13th of April, 2024. It's been a pretty damn good weekend so far, my friend. Very productive. Woke up this morning. I'm gonna hit the gym early. Prepping for a podcast with my friend Sue O'Sullivan, a.k.a. Sully Bird, or Chainsaw Sue. I think it's one of the best that I've done to date. You know, I love all my Marine brothers, and I'm going to be talking to a couple more tomorrow. I'm going to continue to friggin' pursue that mission. Because it was a very important time in my life, 30 years ago, and we have powerful memories and friendships, brotherhood. It's pretty special. But at some point, I'm going to run out of guys that I served with, and the military theme is going to kind of, it'll be recurrent for sure, but I'm going to run out of material. So, at that point, sooner rather than later, I'm going to be friggin' talking to people that are in the civilian sector, and they're interesting and on important missions in their own right. And Chainsaw Sue is one of them. Fucking just an awesome human being. Really, like, a Renaissance woman. You think about the term Renaissance man. Who is a Renaissance man? Like some of the great artists. Who the hell did the Sistine Chapel? They did, like, you know who's a Renaissance man? My opinion, Benjamin Franklin. Guy did all kinds of shit. He wrote. He printed a bunch of shit. He was prolific with the newspaper, you know, printing. His brother had a printing press and service, and he wrote a lot. He fucking was a statesman. He innovated. He was responsible for inventing the bifocal, for spearheading the efforts of the postal service and the fire departments, volunteer fire departments in the colonies. Did a whole bunch of other shit. Discovering electricity, all that shit. Somebody who does a lot of things and does them well and continues to pursue other interesting things. That's the type of person that I strive to be. And that is the type of person that Sue O'Sullivan is. She fucking goes after all kinds of shit. Disparate things. Different pursuits. Many interests, and, you know, so even though she, I guess, no longer carbs, she had an injury and had a throttle back. I'm sure she'll get back to it and still cuts her art loose in whatever medium. You know, as I've said many times before, life is art. And so please tune in to my podcast of this morning with Chainsaw Sue. I think it was really friggin' good. I had some power tools out there. I was, you know, pulled the trigger on some of them so you could see the tools of the trade and talked a little bit about what it's like being a chainsaw carver. And Sue did it for 15 years as a career. You know, so it's very unique. Check that one out. Tomorrow, I am going to be talking to my friend Sean Gates, who is another devil dog for my unit. And I might have a little surprise for him. Try to hatch that plan. And I also have my friend Gar Webb, who is going to talk to us about a kind of depressing but important topic, which is that of hospice. As Gar will share with us, he spent a year, I believe a year, most of that time with his mother, who was living in South Carolina. And he lived with her, and he was with her till the end. and he was playing important roles with all the various individuals that came in to help ensure that his mother was taken care of, and that her end, the end of her life on Earth, was a pleasant one and a relatively painless one. Nobody wants their life to come to an end, but let's be honest, it's coming for us all. So I think Gar has some wisdom to share on this topic. We have spoken about it on many occasions, and it's going to be a worthwhile listen. So those are my two podcasts, two of the three that I will conduct this weekend. And then on Tuesday, I'm going to be sitting down with my neighbor, who is a Transformers collector. Now, he's a tech guy, and he's no slouch in a variety of ways. Good fucking guy, great neighbor, and he's a Transformers collector, and I love Transformers. And I have somewhere in my basement, I've got a collection of all of our Halloween costumes. Anybody who knows me, I love Halloween. So I'm going to try to dig out my Optimus Prime or my Megatron costume and put that on for the podcast, which will take place on Tuesday at 11:30. So that should be pretty interesting. That's what I'm talking about. Chainsaw carvers, fucking United States Marines, Transformers collectors, all kinds of interesting folks out there. If it's worth talking about, or if it's interesting, or it's a little odd, we're going to fucking pursue it. I talked a lot of shit about that guy who drives the covert hearse, runs a transport service. I don't know what's up with this guy. I text message him, unless I'm texting a landline, which I didn't get it. It didn't bounce back at me, you know, when you text somebody and says, this line is not, you know, available. It seemed like my text went out, so I don't know if he's ignoring me, if he doesn't want to go on and talk about these things. I'm going to have to give his ass a call. At some point, I want to talk about dogs and pets. I love my dogs. Last night, the sun popped out at the... We had some beautiful weather this past week. On Tuesday was a perfect weather, and I believe a sign of things to come. And April showers have certainly fallen, and they're going to continue to fall. And the winds were whipping all day today, too, which the wind can piss me off. But better days ahead. Leaves are popping as I drive up to Lowe's here. Grass is growing. I just cut it, spent like 2 hours manicuring my lawn. I dumped a big pile of rock. Gravel millings and squared away a parking area so all my kids that are growing up so fast, when they have their cars, we can all park in our at our house with no problems. And so feeling very productive this weekend. So that's really good. So good things happening. This past week, I'm just going to drop some knowledge on this because I think it's kind of interesting. On, what was it, Monday? On Monday, we had that solar eclipse, total eclipse and all this stuff. So, as I wrote, a very long-winded Facebook post, I shared that I love the stars, the constellations. I've been, you know, as I sailed across the friggin' Atlantic on the USS Ponce and was minimal light pollution. You could walk out of there on a flight deck in the middle of the night. You could look up and see that there are stars as far as the eye can see. And it's incredible. It really illustrates how small we really are. Because human beings, one of the things that kind of disgusts me, as wonderful as the human race is and this world is, I feel like we are very myopic, which means we have tunnel vision. We're nearsighted. We focus in on our activities, on what's going on in our little soap opera worlds, and that's what's happening around us. And that makes sense that we do that. But we forget that we are just not even a pimple on the fucking ass of this universe. We're really not. And I know, respect everyone who, you know, believe whatever you want to believe. You think that this Earth was created and, or the universe was created in fucking overnight or in 7 days, whatever the fuck it says. It's very nearsighted. It betrays, that's betrayed by the reality that we have, we can explore, we can look up and see this, the heavens. We know that our solar system is one of countless, and the Earth and the other planets and all the other shit revolves around the sun, and our sun is even like a mediocre star. It's not even the biggest. There are suns that are many, many times bigger than ours. And we reside in that Goldilocks zone where it's not too hot, it's not too cold, it's just right. Right in perfect proximity to the sun, so we don't get fried completely. And that energy from the sun can grow all these trees and plants and photosynthesis, and voila, here we are. So I love seeing the stars, and I love looking up the heavens, and I love these astronomical events. But I kind of feel like people are nuts, all right? The week prior, we had an earthquake, which was definitely something noteworthy, but everybody was all fucking going off the deep end about that. I'm back in the office, I'm working on a patient, and I hear Emily go, "Oh." She was like, "What was that?" You know, that's her saying, "What was that?" "Oh." And then all of a sudden, you look on, I'm getting text messages and, you know, Facebook messages, "Earthquake?" Question mark. You know, everybody was so enthralled about this thing. And thankfully, it was a 4.8 earthquake. You barely fucking feel it. I know that Taiwan or Singapore, whoever, last week had one that was like 6.8. You know, shit shaking all over, damage. You know, people die during earthquakes. So I'm glad that we just had a little teaser. And I think that a lot of people, it was interesting, admittedly. Then you got the eclipse. Then you got fucking storms. And a couple days prior, crazy-ass storms and loss of power and all these things. I'm just like, oh, my fucking God. So I absolutely love the stars, but I think people are fucking absolutely nuts. I don't think I know. And I love people. I love that they're a little bit crazy. I'm crazy. You know, you gotta be to survive in this world. But you know what I'm saying? It's like, I am literally plugged into people, and I do this by choice, and I love my work. But by virtue of my proximity to human beings, I'm feeling their emotions, their pain. I'm helping them through that. I'm trying to help them heal themselves and inspire them and not put myself in harm's way. And sometimes, you know how it is. People come in with, they're in pain, they're hurting, they got things on their plate. They are going to be, you're going to feel that. You're going to experience that. And so multiply that time, 20 or 30 encounters every day times 4 days a week. And I'm not looking forward to hearing people's opinions about, eclipses and all that shit. Folks driving all over God's creation so they could see this thing. And there was a lot of cloud cover too. I'm glad everybody was able to get out there and take it in. I did step out of the office for about 5 minutes and looked up and saw that it was a partial eclipse, and then it got dark and then it got light. And I did have a friend, a patient that came in yesterday, and she said that it was neat. She lives in New York City. She comes home on the weekends and pop in and get an adjustment. She said that everybody was up on the rooftops, and you could see, countless people were looking at this one thing. It is pretty neat to see that. And I agree. So it's nice that folks are averting their eyes from their own business and looking up to the stars. But again, people are nuts. So, the dramas of our lives. Yes, yes. Anyway, a lot of good shit has happened. Feeling productive. Sunshine on my face as I roll up to Lowe's. I'm going to head on in here, take advantage of a little military discount, maybe get some plants, and head on back home, have a nice dinner with my bogly boy. Took his ass out with his other two buddies yesterday to the Sportsman's Club, and they were swimming and just loving their time together, knocking out, you know, steps, and it was great. Wife and I went out there, Mandy and I went out there and walked those guys for 3 miles. So that felt good. It was good for everybody. And now we get 5 o'clock, 5:30 on a Saturday night, and about to do some shopping and head on home, settle in for a quiet evening. So I'm looking forward to that shit. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. And I want you to please tune in to some of the cool podcasts that we have going on there. I'm trying hard to up my game. Tonight I'm going to spend some time finding ways to share the podcast to other platforms and try to get more likes and followers. So if you are listening to this and you can share, if you enjoy a podcast and you want to share it so others can listen to it, I would appreciate that. And any feedback you have, good, bad, or hopefully it's good, but I'm hellbound and determined to improve my game, and I'm really enjoying this. So, please, I welcome your feedback. Love and respect.